If you have your Bibles, we want to turn to the book of Deuteronomy and chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32. And our text this morning is the verse 10 of this book. It says of the Lord towards his people, he found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led them about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. God's goodness to all, even of his people. That's Sinead hearts, and a word of prayer, and ask the Lord to help us. Father in heaven, we pray that thou would bless us. We pray, Lord, that thou would come upon thy word by thy Spirit, and thou would give us ears to hear thy word, and thou would apply thy word to the hearts of everyone in this congregation. Indeed, Lord, that thou would encourage your people. Even at this time, we rejoice that we have one who keeps his people, one who loves his people with an everlasting love. Bless us now as we preach thy word. We pray in Jesus' great name. Amen. Deuteronomy 32, in verse 10, it says, he found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye. When I read the Bible, we see that Moses was a mighty man of God. Moses was a man who was saved. He was one who knew Christ as his own and personal Savior. We read over in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24 and verse 25, how Moses gave up everything. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He wanted Christ to be his Savior. He wanted to join with God's people. He was one who was washed in the blood of the Lamb. He was a man who was saved. And he knew Christ. And I asked everyone in the congregation this morning, are you such a person? Are you saved? Do you know Christ? Have you left the world? Have you turned your back on sin? Moses was such a person. He was a man who was saved. And I said to everyone in the congregation, are you saved? Have you been to Jesus? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Moses could say, yes, I'm saved. He was a man who was a servant of the Lord. It says in Numbers 12, verse 7, God said of Moses, my servant Moses is not so who is faithful in all my house. Here was God commending Moses. And he says, Moses, well, Moses, he's my servant. And Moses has been faithful in all of mine house. He's a wonderful servant of mine. He is faithful. He loves me. He serves me. Can God say a lot of you, child of God? What does the Lord say of me this morning? What does God say of you, child of God? Does the Lord say that you're faithful? Does God say that you're my servant? Are you faithful in this house? Are you faithful in the attendance at the meetings? Are you faithful in the prayer meetings? Are you faithful to God in your own house? Reading the Word of God in times of prayer. Well, Moses was such a person. He was saved. He was a servant of the Lord. And the Lord said, he wasn't saying this about himself. God said he was faithful. Well, he was a man also we can see here that Moses is singing. It talks about the title of this chapter is the Song of Moses. Moses had a song in his heart. Moses was one who had the joy of the Lord in his soul. And Moses could sing. And Moses could sing about the Lord. And you can see in this passage that he sings about the greatness of God. In the verse 3 he said, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. Oh, Moses is before the people, and Moses' song, and he's exhorting these people, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. Our God is a great God, and there is none like God. He went on down in verse 4 to show why God was great. He said, he is the rock, though his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. He's a God of truth without iniquity, just and right to say, oh, our God is a God of truth. His way is perfect. Just and right is our God. Our God is the rock of our salvation. And you glad you have a great God, child of God. Moses had a God who was mighty. Moses had a God who was great. And here he is. He's exhorting the people. Our God is the rock. And our God is great. And our God hasn't changed. Maybe your circumstances have changed. But God never changes. We have a God who is great. A God who is truth. A God who's out without iniquity. A God whose way is perfect. Our God is great. And Moses, well, he's singing about the greatness of God. And I'm glad when we come to church, we can sing about the greatness of God. Praise the Lord, we were singing this morning. Our God is great. He sang about the goodness of God as well. Because in our text, he shows us the goodness of God that he had shown on to his people. He says he found him in a desert land, and in the waste howling wilderness, he led him about, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye. And Moses is still singing, and he's still praising God, and he's praising God for all of his goodness unto this people, and all of God's goodness unto himself. When you and I come together, we can praise God for all his goodness, and all of his mercies, and all of his faithfulness that he bestows upon us every day. Our God is good to his people. Now there were four things that he praised God for here in this verse that I want us to look at today. First of all, you can see here, he speaks about the Lord finding his people. It says here, he found him in a desert land and in a waste howling wilderness. And Moses here, he's singing about God's goodness to his people, and he says, the Lord found this people. He found them. It is not that the people searched for God. It is not that the people went looking for the Lord. It tells us here that he found them. See, God was the one who searched for this people. This was the goodness of God towards the children of Israel. God went looking for this people. He scanned his eye over the land and he went looking for this people, and he went himself, because he says here, he found them. Personally, God went looking for this people. God looking for this people. God loving this people. God longing for this people. And he went and he searched and he searched and he looked for them. And listen, he found them. He found them. God finding the people, he found them, friends. And oh dear friends, I can say to us who are saved that the Lord has found us. Lost we were in our sin and far away from God. But oh, we can take these words, he found us. Can you take these words, child of God, this morning and say, he found me. He found me. Because the God came looking for us. Came searching for us. Came calling for us. Oh dear friends, until he found us. You see, he found his people. Notice where he found them. He described this place in about three words. He says, he found them in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. See, where were these people? Well, he says, they were in the desert. Oh dear friends, they were in a dangerous place. Death could come to these people. They were in a dry place. They were in a place of desolation. And there they were in the wilderness. And one day they looked, and who came to the wilderness? It was God. God came to the very place where they were. Oh, they were in the desert. They were in danger. They were in a place of death. And God came. He found them in the wilderness. He found them, friends, in the desert, you see. Some people say this desert refers to Arabia. Some people refers to Egypt. But listen, God found them in the desert. He describes another word he shows here, waste. It means desolation or a worthless thing. Translated in the Bible in Genesis 1 and verse 2, without form. In this empty place, he found them. He refers to a howling wilderness. The roar of the wind. It was a noisy place. And he says he found them in the desert, in a waste, and a howling wilderness. God found them in this place. Dear friends, these are words that describe where we once were without God. Where I was once without Christ. And every child of God can say this morning that Christ has found them in a desert land and a waste, howling wilderness. We were once in the desert. We were once far away from God. We were once lost in a desert, in a dangerous place. In a place where death could come and take us away at any particular time. A place that was empty. A place that was howling, a noisy place. And then God came and found us. Just where we were. Every child of God has that testimony here this morning. He found me. He found me. We sing that great hymn, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I'm seen. And we can say this morning, He found me. Christ found me. Oh, child of God, what a happy day that was. That wonderful day when you were in darkness, when you were in the desert, where you were in that place of desolation, and you've Christ found you. Where He came to seek and to save that which is lost. The Lord finding His people. Can I say to the people in this congregation, maybe you're still in the wilderness. Maybe a young woman or a young man in this congregation, and you're still in the desert. You're still in this waste place of the world, this empty place. You're still in this sinful world, still far away from God. Listen, you need Christ to find you. He's looking for you. He's called you in the past. You've heard sermons before. You've heard His voice. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Are you in the wilderness this morning? Are you in the desert? Are you far away from God? Are you far away from Christ? He's looking for you. Oh, the testimony of these people. Listen, He found me. He found me. I can say that. I can rejoice in this wonderful day when the Lord found me in the desert, in this waste, howling wilderness of the world, this sinful, wicked place of the world. He found me. And child of God, you can say this. Moses is singing. He's exhorting the people to this song of Moses. He found them in the wilderness. And He found them. The Lord finding His people. Amazing love that He would love us. Amazing love that He would come looking for us. Amazing love that He would lift us and bring us on to Himself. Listen, He found them. He's looking for you today in this meeting. If you're not saved, we pray that you'll be able to say at the end of this meeting, He found me in Mourne Free Presbyterian Church. On this particular Lord's Day, He found me. And I found Christ to be my Savior. And so He speaks here about the Lord finding His people. What a blessing. What a mercy that is. He speaks here about the Lord leading His people. For He says He found them in a desert land and in the waste, howling wilderness. He led him about. You know, in a really sense, what we have here, a picture of God coming to this nation of Israel, and He finds them, and in a sense, He takes them by the hand. And He lays hold upon this nation, and they lay hold upon the hand of the Lord, and He takes them, and it says here, He led them about. He leads His people. He doesn't just save them and leave them where they are, no. He takes them by the hand, and He takes them, and He leads them. He led this people. Now if you read the Bible, it tells us how God led this people. In Exodus 13 and verse 21, it says, the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light. To go by day and night. And so God led them. He led them in an extraordinary way, I must confess. A pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire. But listen, He led them. This is what Moses is saying to this people. He led this people. It could have been by day, it could have been by night. It did not matter, day or night, 24 hours a day. God was leading this people. Taking them by the hand, and He led them. Who's leading you, friends? Who's leading you this morning, can I say to you? Who's leading you through life? Who are you following in this world? Are you following your friends? Are you following the world? Are you following the devil? Oh, unsaved person in this meeting, that is true of your life. Or are you following the Lord? He's leading me. Child of God, your hand by faith in the hand of Christ. He's leading you. He's leading His people. I'm glad I have a shepherd. I'm glad I have a God who leads His people. And He led them. And He led them Himself. And where He led them, there's a number of places He led them. He led them, Psalm 136, verse 16, to Him was led His people through the wilderness. For His mercy endureth forever. He led His people through the wilderness. Ah, that dangerous place. That wilderness. That barren place. That dry place. He led them through the wilderness. Maybe, child of God, you feel this morning you're going through the wilderness. Maybe there's a barrenness in your soul. There's a hardness. There's a dryness. Listen. He led you through the wilderness. He led you through the wilderness, you see. He led this people through the wilderness. He led them through the Red Sea. Psalm 106 and verse 9. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So He led them through the depths as through the wilderness. Oh, He led them through the sea. He led them through many dangers, many snares, many problems, many enemies were before them. He led them through the dangers. No, Jeremiah 2 and verse 6. It says, neither say they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, and through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through, and where no man dwelt. And there we have reference to this place. Many dangers. The wilderness, the deserts, the pits, the land of drought, the shadow of death, where no man dwelt. And it tells us here that God led them through the dangers. God was with them all the way. He was leading them. They were following the Lord. He was going before this people, and they were following the Lord by faith. They had their hand in the hand of Christ, and they were following Jesus. He led them through the dangers. There's some Christians here saved a long time. They could say, the Lord has led me through the dangers. And many dangers in this old world. There's sin without, temptation within. There's the devil, as it says, goeth about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Many snares and pits are before the pathway of the child of God. Many times of distress and sorrows, many troubles come our way. But listen, He'll lead you through them all. He led them through the place of pits, of death, the shadow of death. He led them, friends, all of the way, you see, and He will lead you. Maybe you're in a place of danger today. Maybe you are in a place of distress. Listen, He'll lead you through it. He'll lead you through it. You're only passing through that trouble. You're only passing through that trial this morning. Whatever it may be, He will lead you through it. He led these people through many dangers. And God will always lead His people through the danger. You'll get through your problem. You'll get through your trouble. He led them also, can I say, the right way. In Psalm 107, verse 7, and He led them forth by the right way. You see, you have to trust God sometimes. There's times you think we're going the wrong way. Maybe they thought this. Whatever way the cloud went, the pillar of cloud of fire or cloud went, that's the way the people went. They had to follow this cloud. Now they maybe said, I feel we should go this way. But no, dear friends, God led them the right way. And I can say to all of God's people today, as for God, His way is perfect. God will always lead His people the right way. He will lead you the right way. You've got to trust Him. We have got just to follow. That's all these people. They had to trust the Lord. They had to say, well, we will trust the Lord. We will depend upon Him. He will take us the right way. And I'm glad I can say that Jesus has led me the right way. He's leading you, dear child of God, the right way. Just follow. Just keep your eyes upon Christ, looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We've got to keep our eyes upon Christ. He led the people the right way. You've got to trust Him. You've got to trust Him. Of course, He leads us by His Spirit and by His Word. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. You know what happens sometimes? People never ask the Lord, what should I do? Do I go to such and such a place or do such and such a thing? And we just make decisions without God. But you know, if we acknowledge God, if we ask God, Lord, show me what to do and show me where to go, the Lord will certainly do it. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. And He shall direct thy paths, you see. God will lead us by the Bible and by His Spirit. He led these people. He will always lead His people, friends, when we seek Him. You see, He led them through the dangers. He led them through the sea. He led them the right way. He led them into the promised land. He brought this nation, this people, He brought them into the promised land. He led them all the way. All the way, friends. He brought this people into the promised land, you see. And I know when I come to the Bible, oh, that Christ will lead us all the way. Every one of His children, He'll lead them into heaven. Now, the last mention of this word lead that's found in the Bible is Revelation 7, verse 17. And it says, for the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them as His people and shall lead them unto the fountains of living waters. Here is Christ leading His people to the fountains of water. The very last mention of this word lead in the Bible. Listen, friends. He has led them through the dangers. He has led them through the drought. He has led them through the wilderness. He has led them through their problems. He has led them to heaven. He's leading them now to the fountains of water. Listen, Christ will lead us all the way. He will lead us all the way. We sing that hymn, all the way my Savior leads me. Oh, the fullness of His love, perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. Our testimony, my testimony, the testimony of every child of God in this meeting will be at the end, Jesus led me all the way. The Lord leading His people. I tell you, they were glad of that. They had confidence in this fact. They had comfort in this fact. He leadeth me. He's leading me. And oh, child of God, today we can rest. We can rest in this. No, He's leading me. He'll take you the right way. He'll take you through the dangers. He'll take you to heaven at the very end. The Lord leading His people. And I say to those who's not saved, who's leading you this morning? Who are you following? Who have your eye upon? Some young people has their eyes upon particular friends or so-called friends, and they're following them, and they're following them into the world, and they're following them into sin. And dear friends, you'll follow them down into hell if you don't be saved. See, who's leading you? You've been led by someone. Everyone in this meeting has been led by someone. Listen, child of God, He leadeth me. He leadeth me. I'm glad the Lord's leading me through life. The Lord leading His people. He led them. He led them. And then we have here the Lord teaching His people. You see, when you get saved, it's not the end. You just don't get saved and sit down and put your feet up and say, well, I'm going to heaven. Of course, you can sit down and of course you're going to heaven. But it's not the end. It's the beginning of a new life. A new life with Christ. And it says here that He found him in the desert and in the waste hiding wilderness. He led him about. And it said this, He instructed him. God was not finished with this people. The Lord in mercy had come just where they were in the desert. And He had, in a sense, He had taken them by the hand and He was leading them. But He was not finished. Friends, he instructed them. The Lord teaching his people. These people were not left in ignorance. No, rather, they were instructed in the things of God by God himself. And there are different things they were learnt. He instructed them in the knowledge of a true God. This was what was imprinted upon their minds and upon their heart, that God was the true God. He taught them this. In Deuteronomy 4, verse 39, it says, "Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath, and there is none else." Now these people were learnt this very simple lesson after God found them. That there's one God, and there's no other God. And there is one God to follow, and only one. You see, friends, he instructed them. And these people were taught this lesson. One true God, the Lord of heaven. And God still instructs his people in that today. When we could see it, we saw it all. There's one true and living God. Christ is God. Christ is our Savior. There is no other God, no matter what the world says. No matter what the false cults. No matter about the opinions of other people that will tell us that there are many, many gods and just choose whatever you want to follow. Listen, it's not true. The Lord instructed his people that he is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There is none else. And I want everyone to learn that, even young people today. There's only one true and living God, the Lord of heaven and of earth. They were instructed how to worship God. In Exodus 34, verse 14, "But I shall worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is Jealous is a jealous God." They were instructed how to worship God. All the sacrifices were set in place. They were to worship God through the blood. God taught them all these things. I'm glad of our Sunday school. I'm glad of our children's meetings, where we can instruct the children and teach them. There's only one way to worship God, and you must worship God through the blood. No other way. No other way can you worship God but only through the blood of Christ. And these people were instructed in these things. They were instructed concerning Christ. They had the ceremonial sacrifice. All these things pointed to Christ. They were instructed concerning salvation, because salvation is through the blood. They were instructed concerning the law of God in Deuteronomy 32, verse 46. And so what has happened here? God instructed this people. God taught this people. He brought them to truths that were very, very important, and truths that they were to follow, and truths that they were to believe, and truths that they were to stand for. The Lord taught this people. And I'm glad the Lord's still teaching today. He teaches us by his word, the word of God. We are to learn the Bible. We are to read the Bible. We are to instruct people from the word of the living God. Friends, we are taught these truths. How to worship God. How to be saved. How to get everlasting life. How to get our sins forgiven. How do we know these things? I'm glad we have the Bible. I'm glad we have the word of God. God instructs us by his word. He instructed this people. He instructs us by the word. How we are to live in this world. The law of God's still there. These people were taught the law of God and how they were to live. Listen, we are to live according to the law of God. That's our rule. That's the standard that God has set. Of course we sin. Of course we break it. But I'm glad God teaches his people. There's mercy with the Lord. God teaches his people. There's cleansing in the blood of Christ, you see. Oh, the Lord teaches us about Christ. Teaches us about salvation. He instructed them. I ask you, child of God, how are you getting on in the Word of God? How are you getting on in God's classroom? How many things have you learned over the past year? How have you been growing as a Christian? Has the Lord been instructing thee? Are you learning more and more about Jesus? Are you still where you were 20 years ago when you got saved? Have you not grew in the things of God? Do you not love the Word of God more today? Are you not learning the Word of God more? Listen, God instructs his people. God teaches us. We have the Bible. I'm glad we have the Bible. I'm glad these truths, these teachings are found in the Word of God, and God is still teaching His people by His Spirit, by His servants, teaching the Word of the living God. And Moses here in this song, he was speaking what God had done to this people. He instructed them. He taught them. Man, glad we have the Bible. We mightn't have learned too much at school, a lot of us. But glad we have learned the Bible. We've learned the things of God, the truths of the Lord. How are you getting on? God instructing His people. But He had another blessing here for His people. At the end of the verse it says, He kept him as the apple of His eye. The Lord keeping His people. God is so good to His people. He loves them. He searches for them. Dear friends, He leads them. He instructs them. But oh, dear friends, He says here, He kept them. He kept them as the apple of His eye. The Lord preserves His people. He keeps them. That word kept, it actually means to guard or to protect. God is watching over His people. The Lord is thy keeper in Psalm 121. He watched over this people. As I said before, they had dangerous places to go through the wilderness. You can read the Bible. You can see about enemies coming against them time and time and time again. And yet we find here that the Lord kept them. The Lord preserved them. The Lord guarded this people. He was their shield. He was their guard. And He was their defender. In Deuteronomy 33 verse 29 it said, "The shield of thy help." He was like a shield. He was like a shield. So when you put a shield before them, they couldn't get that at them because they were behind the shield. And God guarded and God preserved His people. And He watched over them and He helped them, my friends, in their time of great need, you see. He guarded them. You have also the preciousness of His people. He kept them as the apple of His eye. And that showed that this people were precious. This showed them that God cared for this people. Like the apple of His eye, He watched over them, and He guarded them, and He loved them, and He cared for them, and friends, He defended them, because they were precious to Him. And I can say to every child of God here today, the Lord will keep you. The Lord is thy keeper. He keeps His people. The Lord is thy keeper. Oh, there's so many enemies. There's so many snares, there's so many pitfalls in this world, but I'm glad I can say this. The Lord Jesus says, "And I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." It doesn't matter if all the people in the world will come against us. It doesn't matter if all the demons of hell comes against God's people. Christ says, "None can pluck them out of my hand." He keeps His friends. He keeps us as the apple of His eye because He loves us. All the endearment of us to God. He loves His people with a great love. He loves His people with an everlasting love. He keeps us. And I'm glad the Lord's keeping me. And you're glad today that you're safe in the hands of Christ. You have everlasting life. Listen, and you'll never perish. You know, if it was left to ourselves, we couldn't keep ourselves. If it was left to ourselves, we would have been back in the world long ago, far away from God and running after sin. But I'm glad the Lord has kept us. And He's still keeping us. And He's keeping you. Oh, child of God, these blessings, they were bestowed upon the children of Israel. Moses is singing this song, this song of Moses. How God had found the people, and how He had led the people, and how He had instructed the people, and how He's keeping the people. He's doing the same things for us. He's keeping us. And one day, dear child of God, we will be with Him. One day we will see Christ face to face. He'll lead us home, and we've been kept, as it says in Peter, by the power of God unto salvation. Guard it. Protect it. That should take away all fear. Sometimes God, people fear this and they fear that. Listen, the Lord's keeping you. He is our shepherd. His eye is upon His people and He's watching over you and He knows your every need. He knows your weakness. He knows your doubts. He knows your fears, but He'll keep you. The Lord will always keep His people because He loves them. like the apple of his eye. Sometimes we don't feel our worth in this world. Sometimes, child of God, we feel like the Apostle Paul when he said, "Oh, wretched man that I am." Sometimes we feel weak and vile and useless in this world. But listen, when we're Christ, we're precious. He loves us. Just like the apple of his eye. We're dear to the Lord. Look at verse 9, even of that chapter, says, "For the Lord's portion is his people." We are the Lord's portion. We're precious to the Lord. He guards us like garden jewels, friends. He keeps us, and he'll keep us to the end of time. Oh, God's goodness to Israel. Oh, God's goodness to all of his people. He loves us, he keeps us, he teaches us, and friends, he preserves us in this wicked world. Can I say to those who's not saved, what a blessing you're missing. Some people have said to me, "You know, I got saved, but I couldn't keep it." But you know, that is correct. You'll not keep it. But we've just read here that it is God that does the keeping. God will look after you. The Lord will strengthen you. The Lord will uphold you. The Lord will keep you from falling away. The Lord will give you everlasting life, as I have said, and you'll never perish. Just trust Him. Just come the way you are. And all your weakness and all your sin. And you'll find God will forgive you. And you'll find He'll give you mercy. And you'll find you'll get everlasting life. Come and trust Him. And then all of these blessings will be yours. He will lead you. He will instruct you. He will keep you in this world. Because you'll lose your soul. You'll find yourself lost for all eternity if you turn away from Christ. But all that today you'll come and taste and see that the Lord is good. And He'll give you everlasting life. God's blessing upon Israel. I'm glad I have these blessings. The child of God in this meeting, you're glad too. We have a wonderful God who has found us. And thank God, He's taken us home to heaven. May the Lord bless His word to all of our hearts. Let's unite our hearts in a word of prayer. Loving Father in heaven, we thank You for Your word. I pray that You'll make it a blessing, Lord, to the hearts of Your people. We thank You that when we read this text of the amazing love of amazing God, who would come to the desert, to the wilderness and find us, and who would lead us, Lord, and who would keep us and instruct us. Indeed, a God who loves His people with everlasting love. And I pray that Your word will comfort Your people today. And I pray Your word will challenge the unsaved, and they'll be done with the world and be done with sin, and come and put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. Now take us our separate ways to our homes and safety, and be with us, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.